delighted with the results of the elections. Our party is 20 weeks old, and yet across the country in the constituencies we ran in, we got an average of about 5% of the vote, which is a massive vote for a party that's so brand new. We also won seats across the country. So from Derry to Wexford, we have now got elected reps in place. We were very unlucky in many places. We hit the crossbar in a number of constituencies, including in Letterkenny. Mary T. Sweeney was very close to actually taking a seat for AIM 2 in Letterkenny. But there's no doubt that we're receiving massive support across Donegal. And indeed, people are coming to us. People who, from a Fianna Fáil and the Sinn Féin background especially, are coming to us. So we will be looking at Donegal as a target area to build for a Dáil seat. And we hope to be able to, you know, campaign in that election with a significant chance of taking a seat and, you know, challenging the establishment in Donegal. And Donegal needs a challenge more than any other county, I believe, because it's not getting its fair share with regards to investment, with regards to infrastructure, and with regards to enterprise.
Have you anybody in mind at this early stage?
Well, there's a number of people who've shown that they're very talented and dedicated in Donegal so far. So we'll be holding a selection convention for the AIM 2 Dáil candidate most likely before the end of June, so in a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. I wouldn't like to preempt that particular selection convention, but I've no doubt that with the calibre of individuals that have come to us in AIM 2 in Donegal, we will have a significant chance of holding the establishment parties of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Sinn Féin to account.